Okay, would you join me in a flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton, county of Hunter, in the state of New Jersey. Attica knows that this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunter County Democrat, the Express Times, Courier News, Hunter Review, and the Star Ledger. Could I have a roll call, please?
For Councilman Strauss?
Here.
Councilman Kachanowski is absent. Councilwoman Switlet?
Here.
Council President Malloy?
Here.
Mayor Higgins?
Here.
And we have a quorum.
Thank you. The first item on the agenda tonight is the approval of meeting minutes. So let's do the regular session meeting minutes of February 13th. Any comments or concerns?
I had made all mine.
Mine too.
Same here.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
No.
Aye.
Roll call. Unfortunately. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And the regular session meeting minutes of February 27. Questions, edits, comments? Oh, I'm sorry. Would you make someone make a motion?
I can make a motion on
this,
that one.
This is for the regular?
Second.
For the regular 27.
Okay. Yeah. Mark?
I did.
Okay.
I'll second it.
I already did, but
oh, okay.
Yeah. Mark made the motion and Amy seconded.
Okay. Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler.
Yes.
Council President Malloy.
Yes.
Mayor Higgins.
Amen. Yes. And then finally, the regular session meeting minutes of March 13. I'll make the motion this time.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss, you're abstaining.
I'm abstaining. I was not there.
Yep. Councilwoman Switler.
Yes.
Council President Malloy.
Yes.
Mayor Higgins.
Yes. And now up to the executive session meeting minutes of February 13. Is there any discussion or?
No.
That case,
I think she got everything.
Did I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick.
Yes.
Council President Malloy.
Yes.
Mayor Higgins.
Yes. And finally, the executive session meeting minutes of February 27.
I will make that motion.
I will second it.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you.
Collect them over here.
Okay. We're up to the first public comment period. Are there any members of the public wanting to comment? Lonesome dove out there, Mr. Shaw. Okay, we'll come up to reports. Anything?
Yes. Excuse me. Environmental Commission met March 7th. Just a few things. We're rolling forward. So just to keep everyone up to date, still planning for Community Day. Are they going to have trees there to give to the folks who come? Water. To hand out as well. Windy Acres Trails, as we all know from being up there a few Sundays ago, really looks great. The demolitions are underway, and the folks are looking forward to working with Open Space and Amy and everyone else, Recreation, to getting that up and running. And lastly, the stream cleanup with Raritan Headwaters Association is scheduled for April 13th, 2019, down at Camp Carr.
Nice.
School board, there was no meeting this Monday night. Instead, the prior Monday, they had a budget meeting. The budget for the Clinton Township School District this year is remaining flat with a debt service interest increase. They had a reduction in staff. What they, instead of calling it downsizing, they called it right-sizing. So, some TAs, custodial staff that they've downsized with the closing of the one school came out to about a $1.2 million savings. Their capital budget They're using their money to do some upgrades in bathrooms, air conditioning upgrades, some carpet removal that they're going to replace with tile, and some security upgrades as well. And that's it.
Okay, thank you. Amy?
On March 17th, as everyone knows here, we were there. The Windy Acres Clinton First Aid and Rescue Squad and Hunterdon County Technical Rescue Task Force conducted the drills. Glad everybody was there. It was a good time. Cold and windy.
Snowy.
Yeah, not a fan of that. But because of that, we could not get the drone up to look at the trails and the rest of the property, so we're going to schedule that for another date, hopefully soon. North Hunterdon High School Voorhees Board of Ed, they passed their preliminary budget, approximately $60.6 million, increase to the 2% cap, which is the limit, approved on April 30th is when they're going to vote on that. I don't know what the Clinton Township portion is going to be, but I'll find out probably then and how much it's going to be per household, the increase. Historic, I pretty much reported last time about presentation they're going to do in front of council and the community day. That's April 3rd. We're going to meet again, and we're basically just focusing on community day and what we're going to do. I have to talk to Tom about how to even do it, but anyway. Community day, since we're on that subject, is we're doing a dog parade, dog park parade. Jesse, Carla, Donna, and I are going to conduct a parade, and I don't know how, so.
Judges.
I'll judge.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
But we'll advertise that. Yeah. So it was a really good time last year.
Yeah,
so, and Jesse and I had gone to an opioid crisis class for League of Municipalities, and we were talking about different ideas, and one of them was to get one of those medicine drop boxes over here in front of the police station, because I know you can return medications to, you know, drug stores. You can, they have like programs twice a month or something where you can drop them off, but I think it would be really nice to have that here all the time, because sometimes you can't, it doesn't fit in your schedule. So Jesse's working with the county.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to maybe do, you did a Girl Scout one in Tewksbury,
right?
Didn't you? We don't want to do the Girl Scout thing.
One of the treatment groups in Flemington is going to provide it.
Yeah.
Put it down here, and the, if, you know, if it gets full, we could take it down a bag full of, an evidence bag full of stuff to the prosecutor's office, or the sheriff's office can send somebody to pick it up. So it'll, we'll collect a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, the good sheriff.
Get it off
just,
the street.
Ended up, I saw an announcement, I think it was today or yesterday, that he's put one together for Flemington.
Yeah. It's in the works.
Yeah, it's a good thing. I know, besides the addiction type stuff, oftentimes when you discard medicines in a place or a home that is served by a public treatment works, you end up finding the stuff in the effluent
from the
public
treatment
that. Works. Yeah, it's not a good thing, especially some of the hormones and things, that, you know, the high potency stuff.
Mm-hmm. So that should be happening soon.
Good.
That's it.
Okay. Things are quiet with me. Councilman Kochanowski sends his best regards from Ireland. He's been communing with the mayor of Galway, who's running an election campaign. Apparently, he's participating in an Irish election thing, as well as mourning the passing of an aunt. So he's having an Irish time over there. He was at the planning board meeting, which was very quick. The only topic on the agenda was the cell tower on Petticoat near Route 22, that's going to look like a sequoia, we hope, is they're adding, normally cell towers have three sectors. The AT&T tower down on Route 31 by George's Plumbing was before the board 2 weeks prior, adding a fourth sector, and that's what these guys at T-Mobile's doing on the one on Petticoat. And it's for, it's to handle additional, you know, traffic, and it's also to get better coverage in the area. So,
it's a very tall sequoia.
110 feet to the tippy top.
Now, will that help the 629?
The one that's supposed to go up back here should help the 629.
Okay.
Yeah. So far, T-Mobile's the only tenant on that tower, and out here, Verizon's putting it up with stations for an additional two or three. And my guess is once they get it up, you know, they'll have some additional subscribers.
They've got all their approvals, I think, now, right?
So. Yeah, they've had a pre-con meeting already, so.
Yeah, we're just waiting for that to start.
Good.
And that's $35,000 a year into the township's coffers, not sharing it with the schools or anybody else. So that's a very nice thing. Mm-hmm. We get, I think, half of the proceeds if additional folks
sign up.
Right.
Every additional carrier, we get part of their rent, too.
So hopefully it'll take care of that dropout out by the reservoir that we all get stuck with.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
Well, speaking of proceeds to the township, the only thing I have to report is I believe we're going to try to introduce our budget on April the 10th. Mm-hmm. I think that's the plan. Just as a little bit of background, and we should all see a copy of it, I would think, by next Friday, if I had to guess. Still some tweaks, but we're looking at all department expenditure lines being flat or down, by and large, except for statutory increases, salary, and that sort of thing. We had a right-sizing, if you will, a couple weeks ago.
You like that?
So we had, two part-time people who were let go, and we had another full-time who was reduced. We're looking to cut costs everywhere we can. We're probably going to go to the cap as far as the levy goes. And what we're really trying to do is continue on a path that we get our surplus up to alleviate our cash flow issues. But more importantly, I think we'd like to get to where we can start to pay as we go for capital improvements and roads so we can get away from bonding and debt. So I think we're working on a really good budget headed in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And when you get it, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to Lori or Jesse or myself. That's all I have.
Yeah, that's what we've been working on, the budget and pursuing grants. The county owes us money for open space. The state owes us money. And it's an ongoing exercise, but I think we're there. So I'm hopefully we'll get that in the bank here, maybe by the time we adopt the budget.
Yeah.
So that's good news. We did have the community day. It was a great event. Tom and I have been brainstorming some ideas for traffic flow and that kind of thing, and then looking for some new for next year events. We're trying to spoof it up a little bit. So that's good. We will have our dog at Community Day, and I don't know. I'll have the National Guard helicopter. I don't know if we'll have Reddington's dogs, but our dog is trained now, so he can do a demonstration, and that's good. And he's doing quite well in school, by the way. That's basically we're working on the budget, trying to find every dollar we can. Believe me, we're finding it. So that's it. You notice we're hiring a public works mechanic supervisor for maintenance, and that'll be a big help to Jay. Get him.
That's
back.
A replacement of two positions actually left.
Yes. So we met with Jay and Lori this morning for his budget, the capital budget in general, and we're going to get a lot done this year without borrowing any more money. With what we have, we're going to get a lot done. So it'll be good.
Good. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Just two quick points. Just to reiterate, the Clinton Rescue Squad is going to commence CPR training. If anyone's interested in it, the township employees get a vast discount, and that's usually pretty popular. The police department, we have to do it to remain certified, but we always kind of invite everyone else to kind of piggyback off of us. So if anyone's interested, I put that email out, and I'll be glad to put it out again. Independent of a permanent drug disposal box, we're looking to get the DEA, they usually do it once or twice a year, to have a box on Community Day. So it's not done yet, but I will say that is very popular. People ask about that all the time. So one
I've
way or another.
Used it once or twice, yeah.
What's that?
I've used it once or twice.
It's interesting because a lot of people assume that there's a constant one here, and what the heck, if everybody keeps asking about it, maybe we should kind of move in that direction. But as long as it's secure and nobody can get to it, we don't have any problems with it, why not? So in any event, I'll let you know if we do indeed finalize that. But we're looking, I think it's April 27th, right? Is that Community Day?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's all I have.
Thank you. All right, so we're up to resolutions. And the first one is the hiring of a full-time maintenance supervisor for Public Works. Any discussion or questions?
No, I think we just touched on that before.
Yeah.
And sorely needed because we're down quite a few people in Public Works.
And we got lots of winter restoration work to do.
And the good news is he lives in town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be here whenever we need him quickly.
All right, could I have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick.
Yes.
Council President Mueller.
Yes.
Mayor Higgins.
Yes. And the next one is authorizing the purchase of computer equipment through state contract numbers WN23AGW and 19TELE0056 with the Dell Corporation. And these are sort of, what would you call them, ruggedized computers for the police department?
And it's also, it's a blanket.
Well, this is a blanket PO going forward, but the first batch is for the police department.
Mm-hmm.
Their car computers and a couple of servers for the police department. They just get old. And the ones in the cars, the ruggedized version will last longer without maintenance issues. They can take the bumps and things like that. So that's the first round.
And my understanding is the first round will be defrayed by some either grant money or...
If I'm not mistaken, Jess, I apologize. I missed the first part of that. I believe that's going to be from the forfeiture funds,
yeah.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. But we still have to have the resolution to buy them.
Right? Correct.
Yeah.
So I believe it's going to be completely paid
funded
for
by drug
forfeiture funds.
So not out of the general operating budget. It'll come from
separate
source. And we're going to – I talked a little bit with you about it, and I briefly discussed it with Lori. We're going to monitor that and make sure that, I guess, any individual expenditures above and beyond what we're planning on the first one will be – managed and come out of departmental budgets.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as needed mm-hmm. basis.
Okay, any more discussion? If not, could I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Mueller?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Next is a resolution supporting the immediate restoration of the off-peak one-seat ride to New York Penn Station. A group of mayors along the line from, High Bridge on out into Newark would very much like the restoration of this particular service with an eye toward getting real rush hour service sooner than later. But this would be a first step. And the group is getting fairly active and getting support from at least one of our senators, and it just seemed like a good idea, a good thing for us to weigh in favor of that as a precursor to even better train service.
We had it once.
Yep. So any qualms or discussion?
No.
That's good.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilman Switlick.
Yes.
Council President Mueller.
Yes.
Mayor Higgins.
Yes. Next is a resolution authorizing the purchase of two police vehicles from state contract A89938, and these, I understand, are also to be paid for by forfeiture funds.
That's correct.
Provided by DEA. Any discussion or?
How's the fleet?
Yeah.
Good. It's good.
It's in good shape.
For the most part, yes.
Yeah. One or two a year, we'll keep up with it.
Okay. Going to promise to get rid of a couple?
I think we're going to have to get rid of at least one. And I can't say for sure. I can't say as I sit here the two, but I'm almost certain one of them has to go.
There's one over in the junkyard. Nobody's driving it, so I don't know.
Online auction kind of thing to get rid of?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I saw a difference. The same car? Ryan?
They're going to be SUVs.
SUVs, yeah. There's like a couple thousand. Is one unmarked or something? Or what the price difference?
Yeah, it's the same model.
Wait, there's a price difference?
Yeah, when I saw it in the...
One's 49, the other one's 52.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know exactly what accounts for that, but perhaps a discount because we're going to do two at once.
Or we could be getting one with radios and racks and the
other. Scary.
We're using old radios and racks. It's
I didn't know if one was coming in without lights or something. Or
well, we're using the same outfit to fit them.
Yeah.
And we never used to do that.
So it's all bundled up in the same price.
bundled up in the same price and knocked out in one shot, basically. So we don't have to get the new cars and then go and have some other entity outfit them.
They come ready to go.
So my suspicion is, Mark, that we may have gotten a break on the second one because we're using them to do the outfitting.
Oh, good.
I'm not 100% on that, but I believe that that's what accounts for that.
But I guess no particular surprises in terms of the overall cost.
Not at all, no.
All right. Any more? Yep. Then could I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And the last resolution is authorizing the purchase of Evidence Library 4 web software and licensing it via state contract A81300. And this is to serve the, is it just the police department or also the court? Or?
No, I believe it's just the police department. It's the evidence management system.
It's an upgrade, I suppose, to what you're using, or just maintaining what you've already got?
It's maintaining the license. Okay.
Any more?
Yeah.
Nope.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor.
Yes. And the second to last item is to pay bills. $3,006,122.78. Any discussion or questions?
No, I went through it. Looks good.
Yeah, same here.
I'll move to pay the bills.
I'll second it.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And we are up to the second public comment period. Any comments?
Wow.
It appears not.
Jeez. Can I suggest an executive session?
We all looked at you like
that. You heard a collective inhale. That, you know? I think it's Mr. Strauss's turn.
Oh, yes. It is. Motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining?
Aye.